I don't.
Hello, my name is
Hello?
Lori. Hello, my name is Lori. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. It was me. My name is Sharon Matt. I'm calling because I didn't know until yesterday that I was able to file for unemployment.
Okay, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to seek, ma'am.
Are you trying to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'd be glad to help you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, what's your social security number?
423-11-2633.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Sharon Mack, Jane Wilfield, 1974, Fales.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you need to file a claim. All right, so what's your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years? It could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Yes.
What did you say? Did I work for government?
Yeah, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. And may I have your phone number, please?
334-267-0840.
Okay, can you repeat that so I make sure I got it right?
Okay, 334-267-0840.
Okay. All right, do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
I have a license.
Okay, what state?
Alabama.
What's the number?
598-5894.
All right, when's your last, what's your highest grade you completed in school?
A master's.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your address?
1941 Marie Foster Street, apartment 1103. And the city is Selma, Alabama, 32703.
Okay. Your address. Could you repeat that again so I make sure I got it right?
Yes, ma'am. 1941 Marie Foster Street.
Are you saying 31? Are you saying 31 or 41?
41. 1941.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's Marie Eva FOS.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I got everything.
FOST.
FOSTER.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So, what's your job description? What did you do?
I was a fourth grade teacher, and my contract ended on May 28th.
Okay, so you're a teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Or anything else I can find.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. All
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hall?
Ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. He said no renewal, and he said that my fifth to last day was May 28th.
Okay.
Last contract. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 45 minutes. 45, 50 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's your lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Per year? You said per
no.
Hour.
Yeah. What's your lowest hourly wage?
Well, $49,000. Yeah.
See, I know y'all used to that y'all are used to salary, but what?
Yes,
what?
So, I'm trying to see how they calculate that.
Something like maybe what 25. 30,
yeah,
something like that.
30, I say 30, yeah, 30.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, so are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for receiving a pension from your employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
No? Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I better go direct deposit, huh?
Okay. You want to do the direct deposit? Which one is it? Your checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. Do you have your account number and your routing number?
Let me look it up. Just 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
It won't take long.
It's okay.
I'm trying. No, you be thinking you. I'm going to my. I got a check looking at. I didn't even know until someone had told me, say, you can begin unemployment. You don't even know when you go back to work. I didn't even know that. I hope they call me back, though. I just said, I hope they call me back.
Oh, talking about us?
The school I was working at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to work.
I understand.
This is my first time ever going through unemployment. I don't even know what y'all pay. How much they pay?
I don't know. I just help with claims. It's people over me that makes that decision.
Oh, okay. Let me see. How long does it usually take to
3 weeks.
Come up to 3 weeks? Okay. And you say you need my
your routing number and your account number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the routing number is 2622855111.
Okay, and what's your account number?
171-00-00-621-7706.
Okay, perfect. So what's the name of your separating employer?
ABC Elementary School.
Selma Public School.
Wilcox County.
Oh, shoot. I went to the wrong one. I got you, though. I saw both of them, so I know you're school affiliated. I said Wilcox Education Board. I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's their phone number?
The school phone, the board phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me Google.
Uh-huh.
684-682-4716.
Okay. And you said this is in Selma, right?
Willcox County.
Okay. And your start date and the last day you worked.
My start date was August 3rd, and my last day, May 28th.
Okay, you said August the 3rd. What year?
Yes, ma'am. 2023.
Okay. And then you said your last day was what?
May 28th.
This year.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you're on a break?
Ma'am.
Are you on a break?
Do I want a break?
No, ma'am. Why are you no longer working? Are you on a break?
No, they just gave me a pink slip. I got a pink slip.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that was my next question. Why, what's the reason you're no longer working?
Yeah, that pink slip.
Okay. Okay, just give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Dr. Andre Salisbury.
You said
And he was a
Andre Salisbury.
yes, ma'am. And he was a superintendent.
Okay. I think I spelled his name right.
ANDRE.
No, the Salisbury part.
Okay. It's
Okay.
SAULS and Barry.
Okay. RRY or just one R?
Two
Okay.
BERRY.
Okay. Got it. So he's the superintendent, and you said your last day was May what?
28,
Okay.
2024.
All right. All right. And so what did you do to try to resolve your problem due to your discharge? Like, what did you do to try to save your job?
Well, I asked, could I come back or whatever, that you have to go up to, they have to wait till the board meeting and all that stuff. So you never know when you're gonna come back or get called back. So for application, man, just in case, if I'm not able to go back there.
Okay.
I'm still looking for a job, yes.
I got you. All right. So did you receive a warning?
It's just a policy. That's what they do. They just, give a pink slip. They, you're a first year teacher. They'll pink slip you.
Okay. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right. So are your answers correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you certifying that your answers are true and accurate and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers could result in overpayments and fraud penalties.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So are you certifying that your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
All right. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Which of the following street addresses in Morganfield have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2302 U.S. Highway 60 East, 422 North Hughes Street, 515 South Church Street, or 841 North Morgan Street, or none of the above?
I know it's Highway 80. I don't think it's none of the above. I remember, I think it was Highway 80.
Oh, okay.
It's been so long ago that, oh, Lord, it's been over 20 years ago. I know it was in Morganfield, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Fine. Which of the following cities have you attended college? Athens, Bronxville, Hamburg, Stone Ridge, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 83 State Street Realty, Belusi, It's My Voodoo Productions, The Fabric Shop, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Are you filing your claim in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you certify under the penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim the benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line number at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a loss of result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, we're finished with your claim. So I'm going to give you a transaction number. That's just where your claim has been completed. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that number is 489-899-305.
Okay.
Okay,
you said that's a claim number.
Yes, ma'am. A transaction number. And your PIN number is 2633.
2633, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am. And you said it would take up to 3 weeks, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
So there's nothing I need to do right now, right?
No, ma'am. Your claim has already been completed for this week, so you're going to do your next claim this Sunday coming up, and you have by 5 o'clock Friday of next week to file your claim. Your next claim for that previous week.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.